Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Tough Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, December 11th. And the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices, we had March corn steady at 45.5, March wheat down 6.5 cents at 625.25, and Jan beans up 13 cents at 1317 to start the week out here. The beans were higher on lighter than expected rains in northern Brazil. We're expecting a few more showers, but not much. Most of the activity is central and north, and central and south, where they don't need it. So the lack of rain supported the beans overnight. We also saw a sale of 132,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. Some wire services had it at 22,000 metric tons, but the correct number is 132. The funds are less short the corn than we thought. I had them short 193 as of Friday. Turns out they're only short about 163,000 contracts now. So they've cut that a little bit now from a high of about 212,000. They're still short 92,000 wheat, they're long 31,000 beans, long 106 meal, and short 18,000 soy oil. For this week, we'll get the export inspections at 10 o'clock. There's no more crop progress reports until the spring. We have the Fed announcements on Wednesday. I think most people are looking for interest rates either steady, maybe down 0.25%, but I think they'll keep it steady to end the year. We've got NOPA on Friday. We've had very strong crush numbers with more crush capacity coming on board. I think these numbers are going to continue to get pretty large out here. There's still a lot of tension in Russia and Ukraine, but the market really seems to discount that for the most part. But the market's going to be very keen to keep an eye on this Brazilian weather. This is when we start to really make the soybean crop down there in December and January. So we've got six more weeks to get good rains. If we don't see those good rains, we're going to see more and more of these analysts start cutting their production numbers. We've seen most of the analysts start to come down on not only soybean production, but corn production as well. So that's something to keep our eyes on this week. But overall, we need to see more export demand from China in the corn, wheat, and beans. We'll see if we can get some more of that this week. When we get it, it's helpful, but it seems like the pros are willing to sell the rallies, particularly in the corn and wheat. Now, coming into the first of the year, we expect funds to rebalance after the first of the year. Buy corn, buy wheat, sell beans and meal. So we'll see if that happens in light of what may be happening in Brazil. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877. Obviously, we'll have export sales on Thursday as well. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.